Welcome to DSL, Date, Sex, and Love, a podcast on provocative topics on love, sex, and dating. This week, I and my guest will be talking about unpopular opinions in relationships, what's in and what's not on sex, plus juicy and hilarious dating scenarios we can totally relate to and learn from. Let's get started. Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Date, Sex and Love podcast with me, your host, AJ, the finest ever. Argue with your keyboards if you don't, you know, agree. All right. But as usual, I've got guests in the studio and today's topic is pretty easy breezy. You know, we just want to have fun, like they say, car trips on today's episode, and also make you, my listener, laugh and reminisce on some funny things that have happened in your lifetime. And if you've not experienced this particular thing before, don't worry. It's not as if you're not fine or you're bad or something. It's just some people are just more shy. All right, so let's get into introduction of my guest. I've got the audacious, the bold, the beautiful, tell me.
Oh, I thought you were about to introduce Kachi, not me.
I'm introducing you.
Okay. let me try something. Hi, guys. Welcome to AJ's podcast.
DSL. Don't worry. No. Let's people know your real voice, so, because you never can tell. You're knight in shining armor.
Ah, don't start.
Can be listening, you know.
To start. Okay. Hi, guys. I sound like a woman being though.
She's so tripped about her voice on the mic. So please, pardon her.
Hi, guys. My name is Tomi. What else should I say?
Tomi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we've got Kachi with us.
What?
The guy that can handle a guitar so right.
Easily. My fingering is the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gee, that sounded so wrong.
That was the point.
I need to wash my hair inside Dolly water.
You've got dirty minds. Oh, you've got dirty minds, Tomi. He uses fingers to, you know, play the string, doesn't he?
Yeah,
what is she talking about?
That G string especially.
Exactly, Jesus. The G string.
Sorry.
That's the key I'm usually in.
The right key on the guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, so today on DSL, we're going to be talking about pickup lines. So pickup lines is very standard. People use it, you know, to start conversations when they see the hot girl or the fine guy at the bar, even at church or at the beach. But today, we're not just going to be talking about pickup lines. We're going to be talking about if pickup lines really work for either genders, male or female. So let me ask you, Kachi. As a guy, have you used a pickup line before on a girl?
Well, I mean, I can't think of any specific case. I won't lie to you. Because my pickup lines are very in the moment. Like, it comes from the scene around. You know, like, and it's that's also to say, like, if something doesn't come up, then I'll just gist you normally, like, hey, what's up? How you doing? But if something comes up, it's personal. Like, I don't want to say it's personal. It's like, you know, an inside joke kind of vibe.
Okay.
You know.
So people use pickup lines to introduce themselves. Not so people like, okay, no, let me just walk up to the person and say, hi, my name is what? Yeah. My name is, you know.
So like the first interaction, have you?
The first interaction. Have you ever done that before?
I can't think of anything specific. I won't lie. Because like the way I am, that's how like I tend to like observe and act on based on what I see. So like my first encounter is usually related to something that's happening in the moment.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily have... That's why before we start recording, I'm like, you know, maybe I should actually start writing down. Because I'm sure ideas come to my mind sometimes so that I can know that actually this is the one I should use. This time. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, let me ask this question. I'm very sure you go to a lot of functions, concerts, you know, clubs and all that. So you're there and you see this fine babe. You don't know her from anywhere. She's not friend to a friend. You just see her sitting down, you know. And you feel like, I should walk up to this girl. What's your first thought? Is it to walk up to her and say, hi, my name is Kachi, how are you? Can I get to know you? Or to use a pickup line?
I would want to use a pickup line for sure. Mm-hmm. But my way, like I said, like I would want to go there with something relevant. Mm. If that makes sense.
Relevant. Not just,
you know, like,
not just blah.
Not just blah. You know, like it, I would like to think and be like, okay, what's going on? Like, what she went, what's like, what happened? What's happening around right now? Like, mm-hmm. what's going on? How can I? Maybe something just happened. And I'm like, hey, can you believe this? You know, that kind of thing. Like, yeah. All those kind of real in the moment. That's just my style, Sha, personally. Mm. You know, okay. Like, you know, and if you hang out with me a lot, you realize that those pickup lines, like, they come out as dry jokes and as like, it's just where I am generally. Yeah. Like,
no, that's a confusion. No, people tend to think jokes are pickup lines.
Hmm.
And they are two totally different, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. speech mm-hmm. mode, if I may say. And at the end of the day, you would feel like you've said a very bland joke that the person is looking at you like, okay, what did you just say? Have you ever experienced that to me? Has a guy walked up to you thinking, oh, when he says it's going to be all funny and
yeah, blow your mind.
But it was just
sadly
misfired.
Oh my, yeah. So yeah.
Okay, tell us that experience. How was it?
Yeah, see that experience.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, how did it start? Experience.
Honestly, truth to God.
Nigerian guys are falling our hand. Okay, you know, let's hear this.
You know, I said this thing like before we started recording. I said that maybe because I'm a natural hard guy, like mm-hmm. I don't like to, you know, I can normal. I'm a teddy bear inside though, but
you don't want to show emotion.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to show emotion. You get it? Like if I'm catching feelings, I go first observe for like some months, some mm-hmm. you know. So yeah, Nigerian men. Well, I'm sorry, guys, but I have to say the truth. I have to say my truth. Many times, you people think you're funny, but it's not funny. It's actually very cheesy. Very, very, oh my God. I don't want to talk on behalf of women, but to me,
oh my God.
It's very disgusting. It's better. Like, I would rather have a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Crack a joke, like an actual joke that will make me laugh, and at the end of the day, I will give you my number.
Mm-hmm.
Then coming to use pickup line beside me, I feel knock butts on your head. I'm not going to.
What is a funny one? If it's like part pickup line, part joke.
I've never encountered. If never, I don't think Nigerian. Sorry, men are that. You know. Geniuses.
No, because me, that's how I roll. When I'm using a pickup line, I want you to giggle. Like, I want you to laugh. Yeah, exactly.
But you know,
like,
sometimes we fake it so that you can just leave us alone.
I know what you mean, but sometimes you can see when somebody is faking a smile. Like, there's a way the cheekbone used to go that.
I don't even bother faking, because
exactly.
Faking is stressful on its own.
Okay, I'll do you remember the line that the guy said? Do you remember what he said?
Honestly, I can't remember.
Oh my God.
I can't remember. Okay. I can remember there was one about, he shall said something relating to, who are my parents, that he wants to tell them that they did a good job, something. I'm like,
they did a good job, what? Creating you?
Large. Yes, you get.
He tried.
Ah, I should have said something like, who are your parents? Because I want to be your new parents. I want to pay your rent.
Got you!
I want to pay your rent!
Nah, man, for the love I have for you, don't you ever say that.
See ya.
You will pay rent.
That's my first draft. I'll work on that pickup line and you will see. You will see.
The way you parents.
You will see.
Okay, so not only do they use pickup lines to, you know, start conversations, some guys use pickup lines to, in our Nigerian terms, toast a girl. So let me say my own experience of a pickup line, and this was humbly said by my husband.
Wait, sorry, before you start,
why did you add humbly?
Let me guess, you're a big fan of pickup lines. You see, I shall not answer. She's already laughing.
Funny enough, I'm going to disappoint you. I'm not a big fan of pickup lines.
Just a small fan.
But I encourage it because I'm a very creative person. Mm. So I believe you know, it's a creative way of being spontaneous on how you want to start a conversation. So I allow you to. But on a normal day, I would, you know, prefer you say, hi, what's up? My name is...
Don't force it.
Nice to meet you, you know. But I allow them to do it, you know, and just to see how creative you are in here. Just to see, for me, that is the way I would judge if a guy is, has humor, you know. So my husband, after we've done the friendship, the friendship phase, you know, take me out to the cinema, you know, the friendship. We did not, you know, come to say that, so this is what I want to do. So when he was fully ready and he has, you know, won his armor to, yes, I'm going to ask this girl to be my babe. He goes, guess what? I said, what? I just got promoted at my workplace. I was like, oh my God, that's nice. Congratulations. I said, no, it's not over. I said, okay, what else again? I said, I just passed my ICAN. I'm now a chartered accountant. I was like, oh, that's good. But I said, but you know what would be better? I said, what? If you just crown all my efforts and be my babe.
That was smooth. That was smooth.
Yeah, I felt
and
it.
And that was actually very creative.
I felt it.
I must confess. That was
kudos. Kudos.
That's not even cheesy at all, right?
It's funny.
And at the same time, it goes straight to the point. Like, I'm not...
And it's relevant. That's the thing I was saying. Because yes, he told you all the good things. Was hitting you with all these good things that you already even liked. You know, topped it off with that one.
Like, with that sweet one.
That sweet one.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm not that will crown the effort. If I don't become your big, all the efforts are useless.
Basically, I'm nothing if you don't.
You know, that kind of thing. So, at that point in time, I laughed because I was like, okay. But yeah, like I said, it was sweet, you know, trying to make me feel like as if I'm the one that will be the most better achievement. Like, really, being your babe is better than you get being an
chartered accountant.
Let's be real, but
come on now.
You see what I'm doing? You see what I'm doing?
If it ends in tears now, you'll not be saying this now. Come on.
But, you know, but it was fun. I was like, okay, fine. It really got to me, but I still said no.
Yeah.
I mean,
for a year,
you probably did the right thing. To be fair, I don't know, but like, I'm sure you did the right thing because you guys are going strong.
We are
right
here
now. So exactly. If you didn't say no, then who knows
what would have happened, right? But like I said earlier, pickup lines are quite cheesy and funny. Now I can remember one very, very funny pickup line that I'm very sure most Nigerian men have used. I don't know where they got it from, probably from a movie. I still don't understand, but they use it all the time. And what's that pickup line? Oh my God, where did you fall from? Why? Because you look like an angel.
I used that one on Tommy this morning. But she did not like it.
What she knows is the most popular pickup line almost every Nigerian guy. Oh, they'll say, oh my God, you're hurt. Where? Because you just fell from heaven.
You know what I interpret it as?
What?
Lack of effort.
Mm.
If you are using something that is viral, everybody is using it. Is it that you're not creative? It's not even easy that you're not creative. Number one, you do not put effort. You just wanted to slide in and fall down. This is where everybody used to slide in and fall down. You want to follow the bandwagon. Honestly, that's my interpretation.
Okay.
Like, I have a personal bias for creative people. I have a personal bias for handwritten notes, for like messages normally.
Okay.
So I can remember there was this particular time, my birthday last year, I think. This guy, he said he likes me. He was we were colleagues in my former place of work.
Okay.
And this guy dubbed birthday message from
who?
And he came to paste it in my DMs. I cleared him. I said, don't try it.
But you know that back then it used to be like a book for messages, for text messages.
Really? like a handbook
for love messages. Oh my God, that was an old school thing.
That's hilarious.
They used to sell it in traffic.
I don't know, now that you're saying that, something is sounding familiar, even though very vaguely.
Like, when you see that, I'm like, love messages. Mm-hmm. And everybody book, and we'll be sending it to each other. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. And that was very, very, very uncreative, yeah.
He's mm-hmm. very uncreative. His lack of effort. I mean, speak from your mind. Be genuine mm-hmm. about how you feel. If mm-hmm. I make your heart sound like drum that is on fire, tell me. Do you understand?
Well, the initial reason for pickup lines is just to, you know, a starting point for great conversations. It might not lead to anything, but just to show yourself that, oh, you know what, I'm a great person, I'm a funny person, mm. you know, I'm great to talk with and all. But guys usually fail. But let's boil down to the main question, which is, do pickup lines first work on women?
Omo.
Tomi, let's tell.
Aspala, like, give a percentage.
Yes.
Well, I know two things. I know that women like jokes.
Mm-hmm. Women we like funny guys.
Funny guys. Jesse, yeah. Even if Boyakpe, you are not rich.
As long as you're funny, you make
a And you are funny. We rather than losing you, we'll just friend zone you and say, okay. Well,
Backup plan. For someday or somewhere.
Yes. But women like funny guys. And if you have a funny, like you're naturally funny, mm-hmm. and if you're naturally funny, the pickup lines will be naturally funny too. So, mm-hmm. yes, those yeah. ones tend to work. But you see all those cheesy ones. Mm. Oh, my God.
Kachi, what do you think? Do you think pickup lines work on women?
Yeah, I think they work, but...
You're saying something before we started recording. You're saying that it's an investment, or what did you say?
Yes, it's like over time. It's like you try until it hits. Mm. And then suddenly that one that hits makes the other ones not so bad anymore. Because finally this one don't hit. You get. But yeah, it's a numbers game, obviously. Like, it's one of those things that... The more you do it, the better you get, I guess.
But it's a big risk, though. What if you get blocked?
I mean, you have to shoot your shots, otherwise, you never know if you missed or you scored. So,
well, according to research, from what I got from Thoughts Co., are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Women who are looking for a lifetime partner, to someone to spend the rest of their life with, hopefully, are usually not impressed by pickup lines.
Hmm. Please, can somebody clap for me, though? Please, clap for me.
You know, if you use a pickup, they're like, okay, just while you wait time, while I'm here. Mm. Like, they'll laugh and they're like, okay. Mm. But to eventually see you as somebody that they want to spend the rest of their life with, nah, doesn't really work on women.
Makes sense. But it's part of the package.
But guess the funny thing.
I'm sure it is.
It's now the other way around. Pickup lines work for guys.
Yes.
Are you pointing at me? What?
Yes.
We men, yes, you have picked me up before.
Men actually like it when a girl walks up to them and says a pickup line.
Boy, did you fall from heaven? Because you're an angel. What?
Me.
What do you mean by that?
Personally, I noticed that I like funny guys, yeah? Mm-hmm. And I like guys that tend to show, like, authority. Like, if you walk, if you're my friend and then, let's say we go out and then one day just saying, like, Tomi, I like you. I want to be with you. Or, Tomi, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Did you get that kind of thing? I tend to take you more seriously. Mm. If I, that one, it would just be, I'll just be, like, Max would just be doing kukum. Like, I'll be so happy, not happy, but it'll be satellizing materials, basically. Like, it'll be suiting me.
Like the one we heard down. What's so that pickup line, the one we heard before coming in?
Which one was that again?
Are you a photographer? Because I can picture you spending the rest of my life.
That one will not work. It will not work. Like, I want you to be serious with me. Yeah. And you're like, you look me in the eyes and you're like, told me I like you. And you now reduce the like, or you increase the baritone of the way.
I like you.
So the voice has
but let's get back to the part of where they said men actually like it when women walk up to them and use pickup lines. So Kachi, randomly, a girl walks up to you and use a pickup line. Let me look for one. Mm? And she says something like, I hear voices too. You're like, yeah, I hear voices because this particular one is telling me to kiss you.
Jeez.
So
that's not pick up. If you tell guy kiss and pick up the first, of course you say yes now.
So you see.
Of course you say yes now. So no. It depends on the line because she was very specific there. She said, if you're already a fine babe and you come to me and say you want to kiss me, will I say no?
Okay, I got another one.
Go for
because
it.
This was said to be random by a lot of random people. And it says, I want all of you forever, you and me. Every day.
That's poetry.
Legit. So again, guys are very, they like it when girls are audacious, bold.
True.
So even if the pickup line was kind of cheesy,
weak, yeah,
they would encourage.
It's impressive that you tried.
You walked up to me to say that because most girls are like, I'm shy. I don't want to.
Yeah, I understand that your statistic kind of now. It makes sense. Yeah.
So it works for guys. So ladies, if you have a guy that you are, you know, chiking, just be confident, walk up to him and pick the right pickup line. You know, like the one I just said now about the kids.
Oh. Yes, you're allowed to use it.
Because I guess what? You look at you like, what? There's a voice in my head. Really? It's telling me something. What? It says I should kiss you. And you gotta be like,
the temperature is rising.
Okay. If you're not bold enough to do the kisses, though, go ahead.
Yeah, true. Don't talk big talk because that's the kind of thing you can enter Mahala.
He would like the fact that, okay, yeah, you know, that's good. So, girls, I'm giving you the right one. But
please,
let your pickup lines be creative. And I think we should also tell the guys too.
Yes.
Let your pickup lines be direct.
Yes, and put effort. Don't end up from internet.
Don't tell us that. Wow. Are you a bomb?
You just
because
blew
you blow
my mind.
Me away.
But that's my special one. Hey, did you mess? Because you blew me away.
Oh my God.
Tell me she won't give me a number after that.
Never.
Are you a man? You just literally told her.
That's the point. She'll be shocked.
Terrible.
Like, who is this guy asking me if I farted? Are you crazy?
Look, women,
and then I end it with.
Don't do that. Women read lines. Every word you say, we read meaning to those words. So you telling her that?
Nah, Katya, I can just see her like saying hell no.
Okay, so there is one that was going around on, was it Twitter? I saw it. Yeah, I think I saw it on Twitter. Are you ready?
I think I know the one.
Yeah, I think you do. Because it's very, you're everywhere. If beauty was a felony, you'd be innocent. And do you know the funny thing? Do you know the funny thing about that particular cheesy line?
No insult.
It's an insult. But a lot of girls are like,
Because
literally he's telling you that you're not
fine.
You're innocent. You're not guilty.
You know, when I saw it at first, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I had to read it twice too, because I'm like,
because we get to the innocent part of it, like, oh.
Yeah, because you're like, wow, he said I'm a felony. Oh, no, actually, he said you're not a felony.
And I was like, no. So pickup lines are great, but as long as they hit right. And I think it's also important to know the kind of person, you know, you are trying to use the pickup line for.
Yeah.
If the person is not humorous, very sarcastic person.
Yeah, wasting your time.
Person just look at you like, are you okay?
Yeah. Know your audience.
Know your exactly.
I'm telling you.
Know your study your you know, the person you want to go and meet, study away for like 5 minutes before you walk.
Before you go and embarrass yourself because odds are even if that's the right audience, you might still embarrass yourself. So you better make sure that you cut your chances, like make it high chance, not.
Then a very important thing, guys, when you're walking up to a girl to say your pickup line, please chew a mint chewing gum. I'm not saying you got bad breath, but just in case you have.
Yeah, just always have that obi.
God bless you.
Use a good perfume. You know, smell good. You know, don't just walk up to her looking all. Especially those in the gym.
You're not looking at the equipment like this. I saw you doing some squats.
Because of I do not associate myself with anybody in my gym when I go to the gym.
You just go there.
I just go there. Yeah, my music, do my thing, and I leave.
And you bounce.
I bounce straight.
Yeah.
Even while they are, you know, checking while you're doing those squats.
And those they're checking you out.
If they like, they should check me out.
If I just blur the whole vision, that's not why I'm here.
Because I'm not even seeing them.
Yeah.
Because guys, please, you got to smell right. Now let's move on to the women. Women, if you're going to meet that guy, please make sure you're using the right makeup. Or no makeup at all. Look naturally fine. You know. Because guys, they say, are attracted to what they see. So make sure you dress right. You're fine. Because how would, you know, walk along with the pickup line?
Yeah.
If you don't dress fine and you say, ah, hi, how is you? Ah, auntie.
But I have a but.
Okay.
The but is that someone like me,
mm-hmm.
that I can switch from hello, my name is Tomi,
mm-hmm.
to oh Remy, how you doing? Jigger it.
Mm-hmm.
I can switch between here and there.
Let me tell you from the perspective of a guy. I know I'm not a guy, but I've hung out with a lot of guys. When you walk up to them using that funny, how
that bluish kind of,
kind of intimidates them.
Hey, oh my shit.
Because they'll think you're funnier than them. And they feel like the guy is meant to be the funny one. You know? So they'll just be like, okay.
Sorry, not me. Can't be funnier than me.
Are you, like for them, you're like outshining. They're too shiny. So I kind see. Of reduce that. Let them get to know you well. To see that funny, hilarious, but every guy wants to see a very composed, you know.
But I think, honestly,
yeah, guys are also complicated.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I think, to be fair to you, you need to, like I said, for the guys, you need to know your audience to the girls, because you need to know how you act to attract the right kind of guy that you're looking for. Because you can do something and start attracting the wrong guys, and you'll be wondering why all your pickup lines are cheesy, not knowing that it's just the wrong guys that are approaching you and giving you the wrong pickup lines. Like, so yeah, it's a two-way street.
So I guess the take home is, know your audience, dress right, have a good breath.
It's important.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And you know, in Nigeria, it's not hard because those malams are everywhere. They are always. That's why, to me, I'm always orbit on deck, like
Mentos
on deck. That means mint on deck, even though they keep increasing the price.
Any like, minty but sweet or minty trigger, just, you know, have it. And when you're chewing the gum, don't really.
No.
Do it the right way, okay? So these are
you
all.
You don't need to chew it so long. Just chew, freshen your breath, get rid of it.
Get it off.
Better still. Bye, Baba Blue. Lick it.
Facts.
Yeah, you don't have to chew. Just lick. Or put it under your tongue or on your tongue.
Let it dissolve.
No stress.
All right. Thank you guys for joining me. But though you did not tell us your funny pickup lines or you've experienced or you've told. But okay, no problem. So let's while away time with funny, cheesy pickup lines, shall we? Okay. So let me use this one on Tomi. I may be an outlaw, but darling, you're the one still in my heart.
You're trying. It's okay.
Tommy is like, Kinye, what is that?
Yeah, like, what is that?
Meaning that. Okay, that's, I think that's another thing. You need to have an understanding of what the person is trying to say.
I don't even used to try to understand the game.
Meaning that you're the criminal now. You're rubbing his heart. You're the heart robber.
I'm now rubbing your heart.
Is she the heart robber?
The guy is a criminal, yeah. But the criminal one robbing is her. Because she's the one stealing his heart.
Oh, even me, I did not get it. I was thinking of... maybe if you replace it with Nigerian slangs.
Okay, let's look for another word. This is popular. So, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
So you're saying that the place is not up to my standard. Are you inside my pocket that you know what I can afford or not? or are you trying to tell me that I miss my road? I don't know where I'm going to.
Well, it's very popular. Have you heard it before?
Yes. Even in Nigerian movie, they always use
it. Yeah, it almost doesn't seem like a pickup line anymore. I was a bit confused that that's a pickup line. I had to think twice. That's actually a pickup line, but mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it. It just seems like the thing people say.
Okay, let's do another one. Is that cannon fire or is it my heart pounding?
Wow.
Silence. Oh my God, you know that.
You know, the same way I'm just looking around and trying to make sense of it, it's the same way I will look around.
Okay, how about this one? I think this one is very straightforward. Bold, but very straightforward. How would you like to have a sexual encounter so intense it could make you have a heart attack?
I'm not going to lie. That is something that will make me like giggle.
Really?
Yeah, now.
So you won't get heart attack.
There's a clause. There's a clause to it. There's a clause to it.
If the guy is fine.
If the guy is fine.
Salesy.
He's salesy. And like, let's say, boya, he's now like, I've known him before.
Okay, there's some...
That kind of thing. But if I'm just, you know, meeting you on first thing, I'll be like, so I look like a false detail to you.
So how about you, Kachi? If a girl used that on you?
On me? What's the line again? I want
to
have...
No worry. For you to ask what's the line again, it's just the click. It just the click.
I mean, it's very direct. It's very direct.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Yeah. Well...
Okay, how about this one? I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big girl. No, sorry. I'm kind of a big deal. And if you miss out on this, you miss out on this.
Who is begging you? You don't know what's up.
Okay, how about this one? Seeing you right now, I think you make me a better man.
Wow.
Tell me it's stinky.
Well, at first, it's my want to enter, but I'll not remember that. That means you're irresponsible because if me, I can. You've not even known me, just you seeing me. Sorry.
Okay, this should be a very popular one because somebody has said it to me before. Wow, you're right here. What? The one I've been searching for all my life.
I love it.
I remember because I talked to the guy eventually.
And you know, like, Tommy, imagine if the guy just came in here. He was searching the hope, he moved that distance. And he just picks his head in and says, oh, found it. And you're just doing your own thing. Oh, what did you find?
Well, yeah, she wouldn't ask that.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Because you'd be like, what's this guy looking for? They just drop that line on you like, no.
What about this very popular one? You must be tired. Why? Because you've been running through my mind.
Because I'm never saying anything again.
I prefer the other one.
But it's very popular. So let's talk about it. Please stop using it. It doesn't work anymore.
Except you have modifications you can put on it.
Can
but
twist it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you tired?
Yeah, you have to be creative. That's the truth.
It's been running through my mind. It was even in that book I was telling you, it's a text message.
I wish you still had a copy of that book somewhere. If you find it, please.
Okay, so I guess we've come to the end of it. Thank you so much for having us. And I'm very sure you guys are listening. You've learned 18 or 2 about pickup lines. And starting from now on, you would be well equipped before you pick up that line. Thank you so much. Remember, you can listen to the Date, Sex and Love podcast from every podcast platform, especially on the Jamit app. Download for free on your iOS or Android phones. Thank you so much. I remain AJ. And remember, all is fair in this game called love. Mwah. Love ya.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Daisies.